advantage for the Lady Bears. And still discussing something over at the scores table. Maybe look for a basketball. Can't play without a ball. Right, Coach? Coach Godwin up here, and I'm getting ready for a big game tonight with Cotter. We'll have his senior boys in action a little bit later on. And I believe we're set for basketball since the referee gets turned around and ready to go. Ball in the air, tip controlled by the Lady Warriors. They'll set it up, number 00, that's Lambert out front. They work it down into the left corner, long three-pointer on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound bounces out long. It'll go out of bounds off of Cotter. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. So Bears with their first possession here. They'll bring the ball the length of the floor. Lauren Skaggs will bring it up and set up the offense. Looking at a zone here from the Lady Warriors to start the game. They're working on the wing to Vangenhoven. Back out to Skaggs. Skaggs back to Vangenhoven. Open for three. It's on the way and short. Rebound taken by Cotter. So both teams miss a three to start the ball game. Still 0-0. Played about 30 seconds. Into the corner. And looking for the numbers here. Looks like Lambert out front. They work it down to Bracey. Now back to Lambert. Around. Same shot. And same result. Miss it. But this time they get the rebound. Number 20. That is Cunningham, and then she throws it away. Skaggs with it. Lady Bears quickly up the floor. Graves with it. Long three-pointer for Chevelle. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken by Lambert for the Cotter Lady Warriors. She'll turn to the coach and look for the play call, and they'll bring it up. They work it all alone underneath and miss the chip shot. Number 20, Cunningham, but the rebound was pulled down by Cheek, and she draws a foul. See the foul's on. Number 35, Sarah Crow, picks up her first foul of the ball game. At the line, Cheek will set for the first free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. Katie Cheek puts the Lady Warriors on the scoreboard first. 1-0. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Nothing but net. 2-0. Cotter with the lead here early. Played just a little over a minute. Lauren Skaggs across half court on the dribble. Looks at the defense. Swings it left side wing to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven, one dribble. Picks it up. Back out to Skaggs. Into the middle to Crow. Crow turns, spins, puts the shot up. Off the glass, no good. Upton with a rebound. Her shot was blocked, and it goes the other way. And a turnover. Bad pass by the Lady Warriors, stolen by Chevelle Graves. Lady Bears back on offense, looking for their first points. 6-12 left to play first quarter. Mammoth Spring and Cotter. Pass inside is tipped away out of bounds by Cheat. And the Lady Bears will inbound on the baseline. Vangenhoven to trigger the ball in. Looking, still looking. Got to get it in. Comes in to Graves. Three-pointer on the way. Is in and out. No good. Rebound by Vangenhoven. She'll go back up. Her shot blocked by Cheat. Second block already for Katie Cheat. Rebound taken by the ball taken by the Lady Warriors. They'll work it inside to Cheek. She turns and looks like she just moved somebody out of her way, put the shot up and in. 4 points for Cheek and timeout called by Coach Small. 4-0. Mammoth Spring with the lead. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Hey, good evening again. I'm Mark Robinson here at Cotter High School. We got Lady Bear basketball. Lady Bears trailing 4-0 to the Cotter Lady Warriors. It is Mammoth Spring basketball. Katie Cheek has scored all the points here in the game so far in the first 2.5 minutes, and the Lady Bears turn it over. Bad pass over the head of Lauren Skaggs. She couldn't chase it down out of bounds for the turnover. We'll give it back to the Lady Warriors. Mammoth Spring yet to score. With the basketball, Lambert out front. Lambert on the dribble, takes it right side, gives it to Bracey. Bracey's pass across the floor. to number 22, Crown over. Her shot no good. Rebound by Cheek, back up and in. Cheek, someone's got to figure out how to stop her. 6 points, and it's 6-0. Cotter with the lead over the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Bell Gray's on the right wing, looking inside. Pass back out to Skaggs. They work it around Graves. Graves pass inside is tipped and stolen. And then we got a travel called on the Lady Warriors. Mammoth Spring basketball on the turnover. Still looking for their first points. We played almost 3 minutes. 5:01 left first quarter. Shelby Vanjenhoven will inbound the basketball, looking to come in. Brings it out front to Graves. Now to Skaggs. Skaggs around to Vanjenhoven. She's open for three, didn't take it. Passes back around to Skaggs, inside to Crow. Crow back out to Vanjenhoven. Lady Bears patient here as they work the ball around the outside. Skaggs with it. Back to Graves. They work it inside to Crow, and she's going to be fouled. Draw the foul. We'll see who that's on. I believe it's going to be Chief, number 24. It is. Her first. Maybe the only way to stop her is get her in foul trouble. Crow at the line, trying to get the Lady Bears on the scoreboard. Shot up and in. Sarah Crow, first point of the ball game. Sophomore steps to the free throw line. Shot is on the way, and it's good, too. Good looking free throws by Sarah Crow. The Lady Bears on the board. It's a 4-point ball game now, 6-2. 4:37 left to play in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring on defense. Baseline, all the way underneath. Back out, Lambert. Lambert, the Crown over. She's going to shoot that three, and this time she'll make. That's her third time there to shoot from that spot, and this one went in. First two did not, obviously. So now it is 9-2, 7-point. Cotter Lee. Vanjenhoven with it, looking inside. Shelby will come back out to Skaggs. Skaggs, a long three-pointer. I mean, she was 5 feet behind the three-point line, missed it. Rebound pulled down by the Cotter Lady Warriors. Lambert with the basketball. She'll bring it across half court. Picked up there by Graves. Goes to Bracey, right wing. Take it down the baseline to Cunningham. Cunningham looking for help, and got a timeout called by the Cotter Lady Warriors. 3:49 left in the first, 9-2. Cotter leading Mammoth Spring back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870-625-1709.
Welcome back again to Cotter High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will have the basketball out of the timeout, trailing, or actually they are on defense out of the timeout. Trailing by seven. Cheek gets it inside, puts it off the glass for two. That's too easy. They just threw it to her underneath the basket. She turned around, shot it off the glass for an easy two. She's got eight first quarter points, eight of the 11. It's 11-2, 9-point Cotter Lee with a basketball. Vanjenhoven swing around the outside. Skaggs, her pass underneath is tipped and stolen by Cotter. Bracey up the floor to Crownover. Crownover crossover. Puts the shot up off the glass, no good. The rebound tipped out. Crownover will chase it down. Crownover with a basketball. Holds on to it, hands it off to Lambert. Lambert on the dribble, Luke Graves on her, gives it back to Crownover. Now they come across to Bracey, stolen by Crow. Good defense. Right into the passing lane, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound by Graves. Graves looking for help, comes out to Skaggs. Three-pointer on the way, is short. And the rebound pulled down by the Lady Warriors. Headed back on offense. Lady Bears got a couple of good looks at it, just couldn't get it to go. Bracey with the basketball, her pass inside, tipped by Crow. They work it into Cheek. She turns, pass out to Crownover, and she traveled. She thought about the three, and they ran out at her, and she tried to go around them and forgot to dribble the basketball on that first step, at least. Mammoth Spring Bears with the basketball, down 9, 11-2. Skaggs to Vangenhoven. Out to Crow. Underneath, nice pass into Upton. She couldn't hang on to it. And it's taken by Cotter. Warriors with a basketball. Chief will hand it to Lambert. And they'll bring it up the floor. Lambert to Bracey. Top of the key. Chief. Free throw line jumpers. No good. We got a rebounding foul underneath on Cunningham. I'm sorry, on Crownover. No, Cunningham. I was right the first time. Number 20. Number 20 called for her first. That is the second on the Lady Warriors. Lady Bears with one foul here in this first quarter. It has been all Cotter so far. Pass into Upton, out to Vangenhoven. They work at high post to Upton, back to Vangenhoven. She'll fire for three. It's good. Shelby knocks down the three. Lady Bears needed that. Down six now, 11-5. With the basketball, Lambert trying to get around Grace. Good job by Chevelle to move her feet and stay in front of her. Pass is stolen, and then loose on the floor and stolen back. Who did go off? Who went off of Sarah Crow's feet? The Lady Bears will set up the defense underneath the Lady Warrior basketball basket. Excuse me. Pass inside is knocked away. It's loose on the floor. We got a jump ball, and it'll belong to Mammoth Spring. They again tried to inbound it right underneath the basket to Cheat. This time, Lady Bears got a hand on it. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lauren Skaggs across half court. Her pass over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven, nice pass into Upton. She puts it up off the glass too hard. Rebound comes out to the Lady Warriors. Crown over, guarded by Grace. Back out to Lambert. Lambert on the dribble. She has Skaggs on her. Lady Bears, a little pressure here. Pass over to Bracey on the left wing. Down in the corner and out of Crownover. She thought about the three. Works it back out. Lambert inside to Chief. Chief looking for help. Bounce pass underneath to Crownover. Crownover to Cunningham. She'll put it up and in. Cunningham's first two of the ball game. And it's 13-5. Cotter leading Mammoth Spring. Lauren Skaggs with the basketball. She'll give it to Graves on the right wing. Chevelle, one dribble. Back out to Lauren, top of the key. Back over to Chevelle. Underneath to Crow. Crow almost lost it. Pass underneath. They work it under to Sarah Crow. She'll put it up and in. Good play there by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Good quick passes. High post feed from Megan Upton down to Crow underneath with the basketball. Lambert, her pass is knocked away. Sarah in that passing lane again. Got a hand on it, but couldn't save it inbounds. Put Small will chase down in the bleachers. And it will be Lady Warrior basketball. Inbound. Lambert with it. She's guarded by Grace. Gets it back to Gracie. She's behind the three-point line. Comes back out to Lambert. Lambert to Gracie. They work it around, trying to go inside. The ball's loose on the floor. Diving after Cheat and who is that? Vangenhoven. And jump ball will belong to the Lady Warriors. Cotter basketball. Down to 3 seconds to play in this first quarter. Three-pointer on the way by Crownover. Same spot. She shot her other three and missed it. So at the end of the first quarter, your score, 13-7. Cotter leading Mammoth Spring. Take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back to Cotter High School as we get ready to start the second quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears down 6, 13-7 to the Cotter Lady Warriors. Mammoth Spring just couldn't get shots to fall in that first quarter. And did manage to hit a couple. Sarah Crowe with 4 points. Shelby Van Genhoven hit that long three. Inside to Upton, her pass underneath. Just a little out of the reach of Sarah Crowe. It'll go out of bounds, turnover on Mammoth Spring. It'll go back to the Lady Warriors. Cotter basketball. 7:39 left, first half. Lambert on the dribble. Drives in. She's going to, ooh, they called the travel. Thought they were going to call a foul. But they did call the travel, so turnover on Cotter. We'll give it back to Mammoth Spring. First 30 seconds, both teams have a turnover. Lauren Skaggs again will bring it across half court, playing the point guard here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Out to Van Genhoven on the right wing. Top of the key now to Grace. Chevelle back to Shelby. Almost lost it. Underneath, they work it in to Upton. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Crow. Loose again. Now picked up by the Lady Warriors Chief. Casey Chief will hand the ball to Lambert. Lambert on the dribble. Trying to get around Grace. Gets it to Bracey. Into the corner now to Cunningham. Cunningham's pass underneath. Comes right back to her. If she saves it, hits it out to Crownover. Dangerous passes here, but the ball seems to be bouncing Lady Warriors' way right now. Chief with a rebound on the missed shot, trying to go up with it, and Megan Upton reaches in and ties her up. Jump ball will be Cotter basketball. We've got subs coming in here for Cotter. Try to get the names and numbers. We've got Benedict, number 2. And I didn't see who the other one was. Chief calls for the travel inside, trying to force it up between Crow and Upton. And took a step. Lady Bears with the basketball. Nobody scored yet here in this second quarter. We've played a minute and a half. Van Genhoven for three. It's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball. Upton and Cheek tie up. And it'll be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball. Bears basketball. Still inbound on the baseline. Crow with it. Out to Skaggs. Skaggs go underneath. The pass is stolen. And then stolen back by Grace to Van Genhoven. Lady Bears. Van Genhoven on the wing. Works it inside to Upton. Upton pass underneath to Crow. She'll put it up and in. Good pass from Upton to Crow. Crow now with 6 points. Sarah leading the way for Mammoth Spring. And it's a 4-point ball game now. Pass underneath. Back out to Crown over top of the key. Now they work it into the corner to Benedict, and Benedict travel. The other player that checked in was number 11. That's Coop. With a basketball. Lauren Skaggs across half court. Skaggs on the dribble. Gives it to Graves. Graves back out to Van Genhoven. She thought about the three, didn't take it. Picks up the dribble, comes back out to Skaggs. High post now to Upton. Upton back to Van Genhoven. Good quick passes. Lady Bears, they work it inside to Crow. Her shot is blocked. Crow gets it back again and gets the foul. I don't know. Are they going to count the bucket? We'll see. And I believe they did. They counted the bucket. Good job by Sarah Crow. 9 points already here in this first half. She'll go to the line. Shot on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Megan Upton going to be called for the foul. Coming over the back of Chief. That's just the second foul on the Lady Bears. Are now within two. 13-11. Cotter with the lead. Crown over will take the inbound. She's playing the point now with, let's see, send Lambert to the bench. I believe they did. Lambert's on the bench. Benedict for three. Shot no good. Braces the rebound, but she came over the back. Well, we played most of the half without any fouls. Now there's two here in the last 15 seconds. Checking in now is number 4. And we'll have to check it because we don't have a 4 on our roster. All right. With a basketball. Underneath, nice pass into Megan Upton. Underneath the basket, she'll put it up and in. Megan's first two, and the Lady Bears have come back to tie this game at 13. With the basketball, Crown over. gives it to Benedict. They work it into the corner. Underneath to Cheeks. She turns, looking for help. Takes it to the basket. And it's called for the travel. Trying to force it in between two defenders. And was called for the travel. Timeout taken by the Cotter Lady Warriors. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
And again, welcome back to Cotter High School. Good ball game here between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Cotter Lady Warriors. Lady Bears looking for their first lead of the ball game here. They've got the basketball. We're tied at 13, 4:37 left in this first half. Skaggs out front, goes high post. They work it inside to Upton. Upton shot is blocked by Cheek. Cheek has blocked at least three here in this first half. Good player with the basketball. Pass up the floor. Down into the corner, crown over, she'll fire the jumper. That's on the way, no good. Long rebound, bounces out to Cotter. Taking it all the way back out is Benedict. Benedict picks up her dribble. Her pass inside is going to be stolen by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Angen Hogan will pick it up. Mammoth Spring on offense again. Again, tied at 13. 3:57 left first half. Graves with the basketball, left wing. Her pass across the floor, almost stolen. Bangenhoven manages to hang on to it. Dribbles underneath, gets all the way underneath, had nowhere to go, and the ball skips out of bounds by the Lady Warriors. Shelby got trapped underneath the basket. The ball goes out of bounds. Mammoth Spring basketball. Shelby Bangenhoven will inbound the ball. Looking to come in, still looking. They'll bring it in to Upton. Upton turns, puts the shot up, had it blocked by Chief. Lady Bears basketball still here on the baseline. Nothing easy inside. Casey Cheek doing a good job preventing the Lady Bears from getting that inside shot. Long three by Bangenhoven, no good. Crow with the rebound, she'll put it back up. Shot blocked by Cheek, but Crow gets it back, puts it up and in, and she's in double figures now with 10, and the Lady Bears have their first lead, 15-13. Mammoth Spring back on defense. Lambert out front is back in the ball game. Gets the crown over. Long three on the way is good. So crown over puts the Lady Warriors back in front by one, 16-15. Mammoth Spring basketball. Mammoth Spring will set it up here, looking still at that zone. Bangenhoven back out to Skaggs. High post to Crow. Crow will take the shot off the glass. No good. Rebound by Cheek. Her pass up the floor to Crownover. Can Crownover catch up? She did not. Step on the end line. Mammoth Spring basketball. Cunningham will check back in. As number 11 goes out. Lady Bear basketball down 1-16-15. Down to 2:43 to play in this first half. Mammoth Springs, Sarah Crow way out on the wing. We give it to Graves, over to Skaggs on the right wing. Bangenhoven all alone outside for three, knocks it down. Shelby was wide open. She's got six down. The Lady Bears are in front by two, 18-16. Mammoth Spring leading Cotter. Lambert with the basketball. Gives it to Crownover. Crownover back out to Lambert. Inside to Cheek. The ball's knocked away, stolen by Sarah Crow. Job by Sarah again. Having a good first half here. Lauren Skaggs across half court. Looks at Coach Small. Call out the play. Gives it to Graves, top of the key. High post to Crow. Back to Van Yehoven. Wide open for three. In and out. No good. Rebound is tipped by Upton, but picked up by the Lady Warriors. Megan almost had that. I thought that three was down. It went inside the rim and come back out with the basketball. Lambert outside. guarded by Skaggs. She'll give it to Crown over on the wing. She's going to fire the three. It's long. Rebound by Cunningham. She goes back in, gives it to Cheeks. Cheeks poops it up. And the shot is no good, but she's going to draw the foul. Due to fouls on, I believe it's going to be Shelby Vandenhoven. It is Shelby's first. And that's going to send Cheeks to the free throw line. Cheek with 8 points in the ball game. Sets for the first. It's on the way, and it's good. 9 points. She's 3 for 3 at the line and hasn't hit the rim yet on her free throws. Sets for the second. It's on the way. Same way. Right down the middle. Double figures now for Cheek. She's got 10. To lead the Lady Warriors, Sarah Crow leads the Lady Bears with 10. We're tied at 18. Graves with it on the wing. Bounce pass underneath Crow. Her pass back out is tipped and stolen by the Lady Warriors. Caught over the basketball. Lambert out front. Lambert will take it to the right side. Pass into the corner to Crownover, and she stepped out of bounds. Crownover's out. Lady Bears get it back. 57 seconds left, first half. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Skaggs. The Vanya holding in the corner. They quickly jump out on her. She'll come back out to Skaggs. Into the middle now to Crow. Sarah turns, puts the shot up. Off the glass, no good. Upton with a rebound. Back up, no good. Rebound fall for, tipped out by Crow into the hands of Vangenhoven. Lady Bears will set it up. 31 seconds left. Graves thought about the shot, didn't take it. They come back outside to Skaggs. Back to Chevelle. She'll take the three. It's off the glass, no good. Megan Upton got the rebound. She hurried it, thinking that Sheik was going to try to block it. Missed the shot. And now up the floor, Crownover had it slapped away. She went to the basket off the Lady Bears. It'll be Cotter basketball. 15 seconds left here in this first half. Bracey checking back in. Inbound play here for the Lady Warriors. Lambert. Lambert to Bracey. They try to go inside. They do, all alone underneath the center. I mean, nobody near. 2-point lead now for Cotter. Lady Bears with the pressure as they bring it up to the floor. Ready to get the shot off. Well, that's the end of your first half. The score, 20-18. Cotter leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870- 602-625-1709.
And again, welcome back here to Cotter High School at the half. Your score 20-18. Cotter, with that two-point lead, we checked the scoring in the first half. The Lady Warriors led by Chief. She has 10 first-half points. And then 6 points for Crown Over, 4 for Cunningham. That's their scoring. For the Lady Bears, they're led by Sarah Crow. Sarah with 10 first-half points. 6 points for Shelby Vangenhoven, 2 points for Megan Upton. Neither team in any foul trouble. Pretty clean played first half of basketball. No one with more than one for either team. And so we expect an exciting finish to this one. Lady Bears fell behind early, trailed by as many as 9 points, managed to rally, took a brief lead, led it 18-16. Warriors come back and scored to tie it up. Lady Bears scored to take a two-point lead, and then Lady Warriors have scored twice, 20-18 at the half, 4:55 left in this halftime break. Again, the first game of our doubleheader here, Mammoth Spring Senior Boys will be playing here next, the Bears and the Warriors. Of course, we had the Junior Girls play earlier. In case you missed that score, Mammoth Spring Junior Girls really looked good. They played good basketball and won it easy, 49-16 over Cotter. I want to say thank you to our Mammoth Spring Lady Bear boosters for this season. They include Clary Funeral Home and Alton Thayer in Mammoth Spring, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Legacy Auto Body of Thayer, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliances of Thayer and Highland, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton of Alton and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home of Thayer and West Plains. Those are boosters for Lady Bear basketball. We'll take another break, back with more Lady Bear basketball here in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
And again, welcome back to Cotter High School. Both teams are out of the locker room. Get some shots up, get warmed up here and ready to go for the second half of play. And what could be a really good finish, a two-point ball game, 20-18 between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Cotter Lady Warriors. Both teams got to figure out how to slow down the center for the other team. Cheek has scored 10 of their 20. Crow has scored 10 of their 18 for Mammoth Spring. The Lady Bears, dangerous play. They had a couple of basketballs got hung in the net. I was watching down on the Lady Bear end, a couple of basketballs, and Sarah jumped up to knock them loose because they were hung in the net, and the ball rolled underneath her feet. Luckily, she didn't land them. The Lady Bears will head to the sideline. Coach Small will give some final instructions here. See, the Bears boys are headed to the locker room, dressed and ready to play in the next game. And we'll have that for you, like I said, here on K-Country 95, Bears and the Warriors. A lot of basketball this week. We've got more basketball on Thursday and Friday. Both the Sarah Bobcats and the Alton Comets and Lady Comets all will be playing later in the week. We'll look forward to that. All right, here on K-Country. Unfortunately, no Chiefs football this week. But fortunately, I guess, because they get a bye. They're the top seed in the AFC, so they will not be playing on Sunday. They'll wait to see who they play. They'll play the lowest seed that advances this weekend out of the AFC next weekend. A week from this weekend. All right, we're ready. Connor will have the basketball to start the second half. Lambert will take the inbound pass, gives it to Cunningham. Cunningham turns, a couple of dribbles, back out to Lambert. Lady Bears extending the pressure a little bit, and almost a steal. Knocked loose by Skaggs. She dives on it. Lady Bears have it, and we got a timeout called by Coach Small. Great hustle there by Lauren Skaggs. She dove across that half-court line, and it'll be Lady Bear basketball out of this timeout. 30-second timeout called by Coach Small. Lady Bears trying to tie this one up. They're down two. Just underway here in this third quarter. Same five that started for both teams here. The Lady Bears, they come back out with Shelby Vangenhoven, Lauren Skaggs, Chevelle Gray, Sarah Crow, and Megan Upton. Get the starters for the Lady Warriors here in a minute. But now Lady Bears have the basketball. Skaggs with it, gets Crow on the wing in the corner. Back out to Grace, around to Skaggs. Skaggs looking underneath. They lob it under to Crow. Sarah trying to go up with it, had it blocked by Cheek. Another block by Cheek underneath. She has done a great job defensively for the Cotter Warriors. With the basketball. Underneath, they work it into Cunningham all alone for Easton City. Again, someone missed Cunningham. She had nobody around her. That's 6 points for Cunningham, and the lead's out to four. Vangenhoven thought about the three, didn't take it. And throws it to Bracey for Cotter. Back up the floor. Warriors with the basketball. Crown over on the dribble. She's guarded by Skaggs. Looking for help. Finds Cunningham. Her pass behind Chief, but it goes to Lambert. Lambert, give it over to Bracey. Bracey going around, throw high post to Cunningham. She'll fire the jumper. It's good. Cunningham now with 8 points in the ballgame. And the lead back out to six. First 4 points of the second half for Cunningham. That is Haley Cunningham. Lady Bears working inside to Upton. I don't think she realized how open she was. She passed it back out. And that's the effect that Chiefs have it on them inside. They're thinking about the shot because she's blocked so many of them. Now we got a foul inside as Chief gets a rebound, and she's fouled by number two, Chevelle Gray. For Chevelle, that's her first foul. It'll be Warrior basketball. Lady Warriors from Cotter. 6-point lead, 24-18, just underway, second half. Lambert drives down the lane. Nice passing into Cheek, but she missed the easy one. Rebound by Vangenhoven, and she's going to draw a foul on Cunningham. For Haley Cunningham, that'll be her second. On Skaggs to bring the ball back to the floor. Lady Bears looking for their first points here in the second half. They started slow in that first half and managed to come on. Looks like they're kind of getting a slow start here for the second half as well. Out front, Graves. Graves back to Vangenhoven. Shelby back out to Graves. He's coming around the outside. Vangenhoven with it. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Drives in. And her pass is stolen. But then Megan Upton reached in, grabbed the ball, and slung the player around that had the ball onto the floor. And it would be Lady Bear basketball on the jump. So Mammoth Spring basketball. Vangenhoven will inbound. Shelby looking to come in. Now does. To Skaggs. Out to Grace. She's going to shoot the three. It's on the way. Off the rim. No good. Long rebound through Cotter. Lady Warriors. Lambert. Lambert on the dribble. Crosses half court. Almost stolen by Grace. Now gets it over to Crown. Over to Cunningham. Cunningham across to Bracey. Underneath. Nice pass and the Chiefs for an easy two. She's got 12, and the Lady Warriors back out to an 8-point lead. First 6 points here of the second half. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Graves drives in, kicks it back out to Upton. Now underneath to Crow. Crow goes underneath. Couldn't get the shot to fall, and Cheek pulls down the rebound. Rushed it just a little. Again, there's that inside presence from Cheek trying to hurry and get the ball up before she can block it. Crow almost got a steal. Bracey pass inside again to Cunningham all alone. Cunningham in double figures now with 10. Second player for the Lady Warriors. Biggest lead of the ball game now. A 10-point lead, 28-18. This is not the start the Lady Bears wanted here in this second half. We need to get something to go. Maybe that's it. Vangenhoven had an open three. Couldn't get it to fall. Ball's going to bounce out of bounds. It'll belong to Cotter. Cotter, Lady Warriors. With a 10-point lead and the basketball, they'll bring it up the floor. Graves with a one-girl press back there. Three of the Lady Warriors back, and Graves pressing the ball as they bring it up. Pass underneath, and there's going to be a foul called. Actually, there's going to be a timeout called, I believe, by Cotter. Timeout taken, 28-18, Cotter leading Mammoth Spring. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window cleans, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And again, welcome back here to Cotter High School. Timeout taken by the Lady Warriors. They'll have the basketball out of the timeout, leading by 10, 28-18. The Bears now run back out onto the floor. They were a little late getting back out there. And they'll set up the defense. Bracey to inbound, brings it in to Cunningham all alone. Her shot blocked, as Upton recovered. She gets it back, puts it up and in. Good aggressive play there by Casey Cheek. She's got 14. 14 points for Cheek. It's a 12-point ball game. With the basketball, Graves inside, splits the defenders, gives it to Crow, back out, to swing it around, gags with it. Excuse me, that was Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven gets the pass underneath and loose it out of bounds. She cut down the middle of the lane. They threw it to her, and it went right off her fingertips to out on the end line. Inbound play now for the Lady Warriors. It has been all Cotter. 10-0 here to start this third quarter. We've played 4.5 minutes. High post. Cunningham shot is in. They took 12-0 in this quarter, and Cunningham now with 12. 32-18, 14-point lead. This was a 2-point game when we started this second half 4 minutes ago. Inside, Crow, nice spin move, puts it up off the glass too hard. Cheek pulls down the rebound. Cheek with the rebound, she'll give it out to Lambert. Lambert will bring it up the floor. Cotter with the basketball. Lambert on the dribble, looking for help. This is to Bracey. They try to go inside to Cheek. Bracey's really good passer. She hasn't scored, but she has at least 5 or 6 assists from that wing where she's feeding the ball underneath to open players. And just like that inbound pass there to Cheek, but Cheek couldn't get it to go, and Upton pulls down the rebound. You get a foul called, I believe, on Cheek. That's her third. That's big. Three fouls on Casey. She's been a dominant player for the Lady Warriors, 14 points of the ball game, and probably 5 or 6 blocks. Crow with it. Crow works it inside to up, and it's tipped away, stolen by Crownover. Up the floor to Lambert. Lambert cut off by Graves. Spin move, no good. Fight for the rebound. Upton pulls it down. She'll give it to Skaggs. Lady Bear is fortunate there that they didn't give up points on that layup. Savelle Graves drives in. Kicks it back out to Vangenhoven. Lady Bears will set it up. Still plenty of time in this ball game. They just got to get some offense going here. Crow with it on the inside. Kicks it back out. Graves for three. It's on the way. It's good. Chevelle Graves with her first points on a three-pointer. Makes it a 11-point ball game, 32-21. Lady Bears needed that. 12 unanswered before that shot by Graves. Three-pointer right back by Bracy. Her first points of the ball game. It just said she hasn't scored much. She's had some good assists. Now she's scored. With the basketball, Skaggs. Skaggs will give it out to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven to Crow, way out above the three-point line. To Skaggs on the wing. Vangenhoven thought about the three, goes inside, back out. Skaggs for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Bracy with the rebound. Her pass up the floor to Cheek. Cheek will hold up and hand back to Lambert. Lambert with the basketball. Gives it to Bracy. Bracy looking inside. Her bounce pass is kicked away by Vangenhoven. Subs in for the Lady Warriors. Bracy and Cunningham get breathers. Back into the ball game. Let's see what we got here. Benedict and Rogers back in. On the dribble, Lambert outside. Pass over to Rogers. Rogers to trying to go underneath to Cheek, and it's stolen by Vangenhoven. Shelby on the right wing picks up her dribble, comes out to Skaggs. Now to Graves. Graves with another three. It's on the way, no good. Rebound, no good. Upton with the rebound. She can't get it to go, and the rebound pulled down by Cotter. 47 seconds left. Steal by Graves, and then she tried to pull it up. She was too far underneath the basket. Hit the rim, and the rebound this time taken by the Cotter Lady Warriors. Cheek with it, and she is going to be fouled by Megan Upton. For Megan, that'll be her second. Cheek trying to make the move, get around Upton. Megan reached out and grabbed her. Inbound play here. Crownover will take it in the backcourt and bring it across the half-court line. Gives it over to Rogers. She looks inside, finds Benedict. Benedict back out. Nice pass over to Lambert for three. She can't get to go. Crow pulls down the rebound. To Skaggs. Lawrence up the floor. 14 seconds left in the half. Lady Bears. If they can get some points here to end this third quarter. A half. Third quarter. Vangenhoven with the basketball. Down to 2 seconds. They've got to get a shot off, and they turn it over. Actually, it's touched by the Cotter Lady Warriors a bit. Less than a second. Actually, 0.7. Lady Bears got time for just a catch and shoot. 0.7 seconds. 34-21, 13-point lead. Mammoth Spring got to get the ball in, and it's stolen by Cotter. So at the end of three, your score, 34-21. Cotter leading Mammoth Spring. Will take a break. Back to your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the ESOM Sports Network.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
The Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring welcomes advanced practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton to their team, and she's taking new patients. The Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring is a family practice serving men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health. The clinic is located at 277 Main Street and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling the Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring at 870-625-1709.
Welcome back again to Cotter High School. Well, that third quarter belonged to the Cotter Lady Warriors. They outscored Mammoth Spring 14-3, turned a two-point ball game into a 13-point lead at the end of three quarters, 34-21. Cotter with the basketball to start the fourth. Lambert, her pass is tipped. They throw it on the wing, back across to Crownover. Crownover looking inside. Lady Bears starting to pick up the defense here a little bit, getting a little bit more aggressive. Pass on the baseline, stolen by Crow. Good job by Sarah. Got her hands up. The ball went straight up in the air and come right down to her. with the basketball inside to Upton. The ball is tipped away and out of bounds. Touch last by Chief. Mammoth Spring basketball, 7:32 left to play. Still plenty of time in this fourth quarter. Lady Bears has got to get something offensively. Oh, good idea by Sarah. She tried to hit Shelby after Shelby threw it in, but threw it a little bit behind her. 7:27 left to play. Cotter with the basketball, leading by 13. Crown over to Rogers underneath. Trying to go into Benedict, and it's going to go out of bounds. They said it was tipped, though. Well, the Lady Bears got a fingertip on it, so Lady Warriors will inbound. Looking to bring it in, Lambert. Trying to pass it in. Passes it in to Cheek, and she is double-teamed. Back out to Lambert. Rogers underneath. Nice pass. Shot no good. Rebound taken by Upton for Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears need some points in a hurry here. Down 13. Graves with it on the wing. Out to Vangenhoven. To Skaggs. One dribble. Passed it in the corner. They go underneath to Crow. Crow puts it up and in. Sarah's first 2 points of the second half. She's got 12 points to lead Mammoth Spring. It's back to a 11-point ball game. Pass to Cheek on the free throw line. It goes down low now to Benedict. They swing it back out around to Crownover. Crownover trying to drive in. Now turns her back. Comes back out. With the basketball. Rogers' pass is going to be stolen by Skaggs. Moore with a nice defensive play there. Underneath to Upton, and Upton's going to be fouled. If that's Cheek, that's her four. Looks like she pushed her as Megan was in front of her coming down the lane, and that is four on Casey Cheek. Cheek is staying in the game. They bring in substitutes. They leave Cheek in there with 6:23 and four fouls. Lady Bears will inbound the ball. Looking to come in. They've got to get in. They do now to Crow. Back over to Vangenhoven. She thought about the three. Now she's going to take it. Long rebound comes out to Cunningham. Cunningham is going to be tied up. Good hustle by Shelby Vangenhoven. After she missed that three, Cunningham got the rebound. Shelby come running behind her, slid around, grabbed the ball, and tied her up. Vangenhoven will inbound the ball, brings it into Crow. Out to Skaggs, Lady Bears. Trying to work it in. Cheek with a steal. Taking a chance there. Playing with four fouls. Gives it off to Lambert. Lambert with Graves on her. Takes it across half court. Gives it over to Bracey. Bracey back out to Lambert. Pass around to Crownover. She's going to fire the three. Shot no good. Cheek to the rebound. She'll put it back up and in. Aggressive play to some form of four fouls. She went up, got that rebound in traffic, put it back up and in. Good player. Inside, Crow will hit it off to the glass, puts it up, puts it in. Sarah going right at Cheek, playing with four fouls. She could be too aggressive defensively. A steal by Crow. Sarah Crow taking it to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Graves with a rebound, back up and in. The Lady Bears with a couple of quick baskets there and needed. Cuts it to 9, 36-27. Timeout taken. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Still in the timeout here gives us an opportunity to say thank you to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Carter Funeral Home up there in West Plains, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin of Alton and Thayer, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance at Thayer and Highland, Legacy Auto Body up there, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Clary Funeral Home in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring. The Lady Warriors are back out on the floor. Lady Bears now take the floor, trailing by 9, 36-27. Mammoth Spring had a slow start to the first half, fell behind, managed to come back, take a brief lead there before the half, and want to see if they can do it again here in this second half. Still lots of time, 5:14 left to play. It's just a 9-point ball game. Crownover with Gags on her. Gets it to Bracey. Bracey's fast. Back out to Crown over. They're in no hurry here with this 9-point lead. And a steal taken by Upton. Upton off to Vangenhoven. Shelby on the dribble into the lane. Pull-up jumpers on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Out of bounds off of the Lady Warriors. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. Chance to get a little closer here if they can get one. Inbound play. They work it in. Vangenhoven. Out to Skaggs. Three-pointer. Wide open. Off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. And Bracey gets the ball but dribbled it out of bounds. Chevelle Graves. Actually, Bracey down there fighting for the basketball. Vangenhoven. Slaps the ball to trigger it in. They try to work it in to Upton. And it's a steal for Cunningham and then a foul. I believe they're going to get the foul on Upton. If they do, that'll be her third. Megan with three fouls. Bears will set up the defense. Again, down 9, 4:39 left to play in the ball game. It's at our second game of our doubleheader. Senior boys, Mammoth Spring. And we got a carry called at half court. Turnover on the Cotter Lady Warriors. That was an unusual call. You don't see that a whole lot. She was dribbling the ball, and I guess she got her hand underneath it there for a little bit. With the basketball, Graves, a couple of dribbles out to Skaggs. They work at high post to Crow. Back out to Graves. Her three-pointer is off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Cunningham for Cotter. Cotter Lady Warriors with the basketball. Crown over. Back it back out to half court. They're in no hurry. Skaggs on her. Gets it on the wing, and now we got a reach-in foul called on Vangenhoven. Lady Bears now with four fouls. Still not over the limit. Down to 4:08 to play in the ball game. Bracey will inbound, looking to come in. Gets the ball into Cunningham, off to Lambert. High post to Cheek. Cheek lost the ball on the floor, picks it back up, goes back out. Well, it's really getting physical between Cheek and Upton. Both of them in foul trouble. Upton with three, Cheek with four. Ball's tip picked up by Bracey. She'll hand off to Lambert. Lady Warriors contend here just to take some time off the clock. Underneath the Crown over, Crown over traveling. She made a good pass, but she had to take a step before she did it. Timeout taken. Coach Small wants the 30. So we'll take it with them. 3:44 left to play. 36-27. Cotter leads Mammoth Spring back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, we are back here at Cotter High School. It's been a pretty good ball game between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Cotter Lady Warriors. Lady Bears had a cold stretch there in the third quarter that's cost them. They were outscored 14-3 in the third quarter, trying to battle their way back now with 3:44 left to play, trailing by 9, 36-27. Got foul trouble on both sides of the floor. The big one is Casey Cheek for the Cotter Warriors. And she has been impressive, but she has four fouls to go along with her 16 points. For Mammoth Spring, Megan Upton with three fouls. Inbound play here. Lady Bears roll it to half court, trying to save some time. Up to Graves. Graves is double-teamed. Half back out to Vangenhoven. Underneath the Crow. Crow puts the shot up. Couldn't get it to go. Maybe partially blocked there by G. She pulls down the rebound. She'll give it to Bracey, and she'll cross half court. Looking for help. Bracey comes back out to Lambert. Lambert on the dribble. Cotter content just to take time off the clock. Bad pass. She tried to go underneath to Cunningham. Cunningham has been there several times all by herself. She was there, but the ball was behind her. 3:17 left to play. Lady Bears with the basketball. Skaggs, Graves, high post. They work it underneath, and it's stolen. We're going to have a foul called. Somebody push up and down. We'll see who it is. Cheek and Cunningham were both there. I believe they're going to call it on Cunningham. Haley Cunningham picks up her third. Inbound play for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Looking to come in and bring it in to Crow. Need to get points here in a hurry. Graves takes the three, goes in, puts the shot up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down by Bracey. Now we got a reach-in foul on the Lady Bears. I think we're going to get Chevelle Graves. For Chevelle, that'll be her second. Getting sloppy here. Nobody's scoring. We're just getting a lot of fouls. 3:01 left to play. Still a 9-point ball game, 36-27. Lambert with the basketball. Pass over to Crownover. She puts it up off the glass for an easy two. Lady Bears look like they were trying to foul, but just couldn't get to her quick enough. Inbound play, 11-point ball game, 2:43 left to play. Lauren Skaggs with it, gives it out to Grace. Swinging in the corner to Upton. Upton trying to go on inside. The ball tipped away by Cunningham. Nice defensive play by Haley Cunningham. Lady Bears set to inbound here. They're bringing in to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Graves. She fires for three. It's good. Lady Bears needed that three. For Graves now, that is 8 points. Quickly up the other way. Cheek to Bracey. Bracey with the basketball. Out to Lambert. Lambert drives. Kicks it back out. Bracey to Crownover. Crownover. Back out to Bracey. We've got a foul called on Graves. That's going to be Chevelle's. I believe her third. We'll see, third or fourth. It is her third. Still not over the limit. That's the sixth foul. The next one will be the 1-1. Lady Bears may have to put them in the hit them at the free throw line here. Try to get back in this. We got a foul. I think they got Lauren Skaggs with a foul for Lauren. That'll be her first. That's going to send Cunningham to the free throw line. Not a bad thing here. With 2:05 left to play, make them shoot the free throws. It's an 8-point ball game, 38-30. Cunningham sets. First one is on the way. It's no good. Rebound, Mammoth Spring. Off the Skaggs. The Lady Bears a chance to get a little closer here. Vangenhoven. Pass is tipped, taken by Skaggs. High post now to Crow. Back out, Graves for three. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Cunningham. I don't know if I would foul her again. She just missed the front end of the 1-1. Off to Lambert. Lambert down to a minute 41 to play. She's going to be fouled by Gray. Chevelle just picked up her fourth. Four fouls now on Chevelle Grace. And that's going to send Lambert to the free throw line. Candace Lambert has not scored in the ball game. Played point, handled the ball for him, done a good job. Hasn't got any points. Free throw no good. They're giving the Lady Bears a chance to get back in this. Skaggs with it to Grace. Grace underneath to Crow. Crow turns, puts the shot up and in. Nice play by Sarah Crow. Sarah with 16. Lady Bears are back to within 6. A minute 23 to play. Cheek with the basketball. Dribbling the ball. Not where she wanted to have it out there. And Lady Bears tried to foul, didn't get it done. Now we're getting a blocking foul on Sarah Crow. Sarah, that'll be her second. That's not bad. Again, 1-1. The next one will be two shots. That's the ninth foul on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Timeout taken by Coach Small. Down to a minute 12 to play. It's a 6-point ball game, 38-32. Back in 30 seconds from the Ecom Sports Network.
The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's lobbies remain closed to help limit the spread of COVID-19. And the most convenient method of payment for their members at this time is automatic bank draft. It's an automatic transfer from your savings or checking account to North Arkansas Electric's around the 10th of every month. Call NAEC at 870-895-3221 to enroll in automatic bank draft today. That's 870-895-3221.
And again, welcome back to Cotter High School. Down to a minute 12 to play. It's a 6-point ball game. Lady Bears trying to fight their way back in this. Crownover will be at the free throw line. 38-32. Lady Bears trailed by 14 here in this second half. Crownover at the line to shoot the 1-1. So far, the Lady Warriors have helped the Lady Bears by missing the front end of the 1-1 a couple of times here. If Crownover can change it, she is a good shooter, at least from the three-point line, also from the free-throw line. Crown over Knoxon in. She has 9 in the ball game now. She could be the third player in double figures for Potter if she can make this one, and she does. Big free throw there by Crown over. 10 points for her. It's an 8-point ball game now, 40-32. Down to 1:08 to play. Grays, her pass to Skaggs is going to go out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Bears. That pass just a little hard. Lauren couldn't hang on to it. Full court pressure now from Mammoth Spring. Inbound play. They try to work it into Cheek. And it's out of bounds. Cut pass by Mammoth Spring. Still. Oh, they said touch last by Cotter. Mammoth Spring basketball. Down to 1:03 to play. Shelby Vangenhoven to inbound the ball and does to Skaggs. Lady Bears got to get something in a hurry. Pass inside, stolen by Cotter. Back the other way. Crown over to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. 12 points now for Crown over. Lady Bears are back down 10 again, 42-32. Crow with it underneath. She'll put it up. Had the shot partially blocked by Cheek. Cheek falls down. Her pass is stolen. And we're going to get a foul called. If that's Chevelle Graves, that'll be her fourth. Her fifth, excuse me. It is. Chevelle is fouled out. Finished with 8 points in the ballgame. Couple threes. She'll go to the bench now with 40 seconds left to play. And checking in is Tessa Smith. Tessa into the ballgame. As Lambert goes to the free throw line. Shot on the way is off the rim, no good. But it's not the 1-1. It's a two-shot foul. Megan turned, grabbed the rebound, threw it out, was ready to go. See if they can get some help here, if they can get her to miss another one. Second one on the way is good. So Lambert with her first point of the ball game makes an 11-point lead for the Cotter Lady Warriors with a basketball. Vangenhoven driving in, shot on the run is good. Tough shot, nice one by Shelby Vangenhoven. She's got 8. Quickly back the other way. Crownover going to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound tips out of bounds by Cotter. 22 seconds left to play. 9-point ball game, 43-34. Lady Bear needs quick points. Under 20 seconds. Shelby Vangenhoven with the basketball. Her pass inside deflected. It's on the floor. Picked up by Cotter. And that's probably going to do it. Down to 10 seconds. Cunningham going up, puts the shot off the glass for 2. Cunningham with 14. 1 second left to play. That's going to do it. 45-34 your final. The Cotter Lady Warriors have defeated the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears here at Cotter High School. We'll take